Welcome back to the Personal Branding Podcast. I'm your host, Anna Vitone. Today's episode is sponsored by Personal Brand Accelerator, an online community to help you build your personal brand and post with more confidence online. When I first started my business, I decided to create a custom quiz for my website as a way to build my email list. Since then, over 17,000 people have completed it. That little experiment turned out to be one of the best things I ever did for my business. It's helped me build my email list and work with hundreds of people on their personal brands. Today, I have a bit of a full circle moment happening. I'm chatting with Josh Hanum, the co-founder of Interact, the tool I used to create my online quiz, segment my audience, and work with amazing clients. He's a genius when it comes to using quizzes to increase conversion rates and build online communities. So if you're someone who wants to build their email list, you'll enjoy today's episode. We share how to make a successful quiz, the magic of shareable results, and how not to overthink it, but just get started. Let's dive in. So I wanted to tell you, when I started my business, it was about 5 years ago, I think, when all of this started happening. And one of the very first things that I did was create a quiz. I kind of created my offerings and I knew what I wanted to get set up. And I had heard from a lot of people that you need to have some type of freebie or some type of like bring people into your email list. And, you know, that will be a good way to start your business and launch something. And when I found Interact, I thought it was like the perfect solution. I had looked at a lot of others like Typeform and some other programs that I thought maybe would work. But we went ahead with Interact, and I will never forget this. My mom and I sat in our living room at the time. I lived with my mom, and we came up with this quiz on what your personal brand archetype was. And I really got into it. I had so much fun. We just went back and forth and we brainstormed a bunch and we came up with all of these different archetypes for personal branding. And I created the quiz with my mom using Interact. And I really didn't think much of it. I thought, okay, maybe this will work, but let's just see. Let's just do it. And to this day, Josh, I kid you not. I mean, I have hundreds and hundreds of people take this quiz and I'm gaining new email subscribers every day. And I created that quiz like 5 years ago. So it's just, I want to say thank you for creating something that has been such a useful tool in my business. And I share Interact with all of my clients and students. And so when I heard that there was a possibility that we could talk today, I was so excited about it just because I think that this is really an amazing tool that you've created. And I'm excited to kind of hear the background info on how you started it.
That's so cool. That makes me happy to hear that. That's like what we built it for, is like, it's fun on your side because you're like diving into these things that actually like matter for your audience. And then it just works for the long term. Like, that's also the ethos of like, me and my two co-founders were all people that like to invest for the long term. Like, we're not like, you know, trendy people. So we kind of built it with that intention, and it's super cool when it's like that story. It's like 5 years and it works and it's so neat. I mean, yeah. And I was just reading this Harvard Business Review article yesterday from 1996, where they were basically talking about what you just said, and all the executives that were interviewed were like, yeah, this is coming soon. And it's cool that it happened. It took like 20 more years, but it happened and people are actually building these like interactive experiences on the sites. And that's awesome. Well,
I think it's very easy to look for the trends and the quick solutions to gain followers, to build your email list. You want to, I think that's natural. We all want to see results and we want to see them quickly. And to create something that is for the long term, that's really going to set you up for years and years and years to come, usually takes time. It takes time to create it, and then it takes time to manage it. But in the end, it ends up being so worth your while. And I think that quiz making and setting up a quiz on one's website is a great way of doing that. And so I guess I'm curious, what made you decide to start Interact with your co-founders? Was there a problem that you were trying to solve?
Yeah, they, I mean, like the exact problem was like what you just said, the freebie thing. It's like you have a website and you know the stats, like, right? Like most websites, you convert maybe 1-3% of like visitors into subscribers. And subscribers is kind of like the inflow for everything else. It's like, it's the river that turns the mill that makes the grain. And if the river's not flowing, then you have no mill turning and you have no grain coming out. And that's like, I think that's the reality for a lot of people, is they get to this point where it's like, they have the web presence, they have the people coming to the website, and then there's just like a disconnect. And so what the quiz does is kind of smooths that flow of like moving people from website to subscriber. And then you can do your work of moving them to, you know, paying customer and long-term client, all that kind of good stuff. And that was literally the problem that we encountered that we solved with a quiz in 2011, maybe. So like a really, really long time ago. We did agency work and we just stumbled across it as like one solution amidst a bunch of other solutions. And it was the cheapest, it was the best, it was the fastest. And it also checked out historically. Like I said, I'm like a very historic person. So I like looked into the history of this and it's like, whoa, these things have been around forever and people have loved them forever. So that's a pretty like good opportunity when like something's been around forever. And then now there's like a way to do it that just applies to like the next generation of everything being online.
Yeah. I think that what the quiz does is it makes the freebie, it can be something about your audience that they don't already know about themselves. And it's like such a gift to be able to give someone information that helps them on their own journey. Whereas a freebie, if you were just to create some sort of PDF, it's a one size fits all document. I think people are getting so much more selective with what they choose to download and who they choose to give their email address to. And oftentimes, more often than not, I don't think these freebies actually get to what people are really aiming for them to do. But a quiz goes one step deeper. And it does make the whole process very interactive, which I think people really enjoy. So, I mean, for anyone who's listening to this right now who wants to build their email list, a quiz is by far, in our experience, the best way to do it, especially if you're just getting started.
Yeah. And like, just to piggyback on that, right? It's like, you know, the typical freebie setup, if you have an ebook or a download or whatever, a PDF, it's like, give me your email, then I'll give you something. But like, it's so contrary to like real life, like in real life, right? Like, I don't know, there's a bazillion dating shows now, right? And it's like, imagine a dating show in which like you had to commit to a second date before the first date even started. It's like, what? I mean, I guess there are some of those now with like the 90-day fiancé stuff. So maybe there is a trend for that. But in general, right? Like you're going to want to at least talk to somebody before you're like, oh yeah, I want to learn more from you. And, you know, all relationships have a lot of through lines, even the relationship between business and customer. Like, and so the quiz gives you that opportunity to have some back and forth, some conversation. The questions are written in your style. And so people get a sense of like, okay, how does this person think? How do they operate? Do they understand what I'm going through? And then you ask, okay, do you want to be on my list? And it's a totally different conversation.
What would you say to someone who wants to create a quiz and build their email list? How would you tell them to get started?
So I have a good answer for this now. Like I said, we started this like, this is year 11. And for 9 years, that was a really, really hard question for me because I knew that the reality behind the scenes was like, you kind of have to do what you did, like sit down, think about all these archetypes, write out a bunch of questions, set aside like an entire day, an entire evening. And the reality is like, people don't have that time. Like it's great that you committed to it. And that's like an awesome story, but like, that's not typical. What's typical is it goes on the back burner And then, no joke, 7 or 8 years later, you decide to do it. We have a bunch of customers that signed up in 2013, 14, 15, who are now coming back in that car and I'm ready to go. And that's not great if like you're trying to actually make a difference in your business. So anyways, what we did last year is we broke down the entirety of how a quiz works into components, into a word level, into the outcomes, the questions, everything. Broke it all down, like 80 page documents times like 10 or 12. So like a few thousand pages, that's not good math, but close to 1,000 pages of content about how quiz work. We condensed that all back down and then we trained an AI to create a quiz. And the AI, all you have to do is put in your website. It reads your website. It reads everything about you, your products, your services, your offers, who you work with. It infers all of that. And then it creates a quiz for you that takes 2 minutes and requires no entry on your part. Once you have that draft, which a lot of people just use, because it's actually really good, but a lot of people use it that way, but you can also just make edits because it goes straight into our dashboard, our builder, and you can edit the quiz that's generated by the AI. So that's how I say to start now. And it's like, even though I've been doing this forever, now I do that because it just takes the mental weight out of it. Like the mental weight of like, another thing I got to write versus like, oh, let me see what this does. And that's cool. And then I'll piggyback off of that idea. So people will run their site through 4 or 5 times, they'll run different pages through, they'll run like different courses through and see what it comes up with. They'll keep a couple of them, make modifications and then use those. And that's the new Interact for 2024.
Wow. I wish that was around when I started. That's incredible. And yes, it can definitely offset some of that mental load, that mental weight of just getting started. Because I think that's the difficulty for most people when they're getting off the ground is just getting started on some of those big writing tasks. And writing a quiz is a lot of writing. So it sounds like using this AI feature is great to get started. And then I'm sure editing and tweaking something to make it tailored to exactly how you want it is going to be a big step too. But wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it removes a huge roadblock. And from what we've seen from customers, and I'm sure this resonates with a lot of people listening, like once you have something on paper, it's a lot easier to be like, oh, I should say that this way, or I would tweak it that way, or I want to add this link to the results of the quiz. That's so much easier than like blank page. You know, a quiz is 800 words and about 50 unique blocks of text that all interact with each other. And that's like really confusing. It's like a whole mind map and there's correlations and there's all this stuff. So if you think about it that way, right? Like 800 words divided into 50 sections and each section is really important. That's a lot to think about. But if they're all filled in automatically and written in your voice because it's pulling from your content, then you can just modify. And let's say you modify like 10 of the sections out of 50, much easier than like a blank slate of 50 and then having to fill them all in from scratch. And it's a total game changer. And it's completely changed our business in terms of like how it looks on the back end. It's just like, if somebody came from another planet and looked at our metrics from a year ago versus our metrics now, you wouldn't think it's the same company.
And that's due to using the quiz.
Using that AI, yeah. Totally removed the number one problem that we had for 9+ years.
Which was?
Writing the quiz.
And are you saying this is actually on Interact's website?
Oh, yeah. And it's totally free. You can use it for free. And then you start a subscription to actually launch your quiz. So you can go to our website, put in your URL, and it makes the quiz for you.
So you said that there was the problem that you've been trying to solve for 9 years. This is that people don't want to actually just take the time to write the quiz.
Exactly.
And now you have the AI to help people write it. Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Yeah, that's huge. Okay, so I'm curious too, what have you seen be the most effective type of quiz across all of your customers?
Yeah, I mean, because we had to like program this all in last year, it's so fresh in my mind. So basically, here's how it works, right? And this is how the AI was built. So the first thing you want to do is identify like what's the biggest question that's on your customer's mind when they come to you. What are they trying to do that led them to you? And maybe it's a goal. Maybe it's a problem that they're trying to solve. What is that thing that they're thinking about in their mind that made them click through and actually look at your stuff, watch your socials, come to your website? What is that question? Then what you do is you translate that question into a quiz title. And that's where the AI is really good, because like the GPT, the T is a transformer, and transformer basically means like turn this into that. So it turns that question into a title really well. What we do on the back end is there's like a bunch of like templates for titles, like 50 plus of them. And so it picks the best one and like puts your question into a quiz title template. Those templates generally just ask a question to your audience, so to your website visitor, to your potential customer. And it's just formatted as a question to them. And it takes the question on their mind and turns it back into a question for them, if that makes any sense. So that's the best concept for a quiz. And that like, that just totally crushes it every time.
How would you tell people to find that one question?
So if you've been in business for a while, it's probably in your mind. This is what I tell people, like it's in your mind. Like if you go on a long walk or meditate or whatever it is that you do to kind of like clear your mind and then ask yourself, what is it that people want from me? It's pretty clear. Most of the time, like, you know, for example, right? Like I go to like health coaches and it's like, people are probably wondering like, how does this health thing work for me? Like, that's probably the question.
That's a nice way of phrasing it.
Yeah. That's the kosher way of saying it. And then like, if you're a business coach, it's probably something like, how am I going to grow my business? You know, and if you think about like all the questions that people ask you and all the entry points that they come through, there's usually one like cohesive narrative that ties it all together. That's the question.
Yeah. And if somebody hasn't been in business for a while and maybe they're just getting started and they're trying to decipher what that question might be, what's a good way of finding it or doing any type of market research to narrow down what the quiz should be about?
Totally. Yeah, I think there's a couple of different approaches here. My favorite, if you're looking to go into a knowledge business, you're looking to go into a business where you're selling things that you're really good at, is what do people come to you for? Like, what are your friends always asking you about? What do people say? Like, wow, that was really helpful that you know, helped me through this aspect of life. I think that's the easiest because it's like already what you're, you know, killing it at. And that's the thing that you turn into your business.
How would you recommend someone who doesn't have a service-based business could use a quiz for their brand? So let's say this is an influencer or a thought leader, and really they're just selling their ideas or selling their life. How could they use a quiz?
Yeah, these are some of my favorites because like Gretchen Rubin is one of our marquee clients, and she has all like so many great books. And basically what we do with the quizzes with her is we take concepts from the books and turn them into quizzes. Like, you know, she has this Four Tendencies book and the quiz is like, which one do you have the most tendency for? That's a better title than that. But it's like basically figuring out like what part of my lifestyle and my content and my messaging is going to most resonate with you. So then instead of it being, a whole book, which is a little intimidating to get started with. And it's like, this section of the book really applies to you. And it just breaks it down. Because if you've been in business for a while, or even if you're just getting started and you have a lot to say, you know, the reality is attention spans are short. People want to know, like, which part of this really applies to me. And it's funny, again, because, like, that's how our brains work. And that's how AI works, because our AI was built based on our brains. And our brains basically work by, like, picking out the one piece of things that really applies and resonates with us. And a quiz can let you do that.
What I'm hearing from you is narrow it down to one thing. Get really specific about your one thing and create the quiz around that one thing, which is such a great exercise, not only to build a quiz, but to create good content and to keep people's attention. So that's so helpful. Do you find that your customers have more than one quiz?
Now they do. Yeah. You know, before it was very, your story was like the perfect scenario. Always before, it's like, get that one quiz really figured out and use it, because it's going to take you a long time to build it out. And there's a lot that goes into it. So don't try to do too much. Just do one. Now, since the AI came out, it launched publicly like 2 months ago. People are doing like 4 or 5, like from the start, which was always the hope. But, you know, I totally get it. Like, writing all that content is challenging. So, yeah, I think usually people have like one main quiz that's like for all of your products. And then there's like sub quizzes, like if you have different books or different courses or different areas that you're really helpful in, you just pop in the different URLs that represent those areas of your expertise and make different quizzes for each one. I think that's super cool. It also gives you a lot of fun stuff to share on socials. You can share all the results on socials, and it's a great, like, continuous marketing thing.
Yeah. I actually think what helped make our first quiz so successful was how everyone shared their results. And that was a part of the quiz making process I didn't expect. I had a lot of friends start by sharing their results on Instagram, and then I had them tag me. And then the more that I started to see people's results in my stories, I would share them. And then people started taking the quiz because they were just generally curious. They wanted to know what their result was going to be. So if you can create something, I think, that is shareable, you have such a better shot at getting that out into the world and for other people to see it who might not even be following you yet. So,
yeah. And you did a good job with that. I got the master result. And you had like a lot of really nice shareable snippets in there. I think that's a great tip for anybody listening. Like, you had little snippets of like, you're likely to do this, or you're likely to struggle with this, or does this sound like you? And those little snippets really made it kind of hit home of like, yeah, okay, the overall explanation of this result makes sense to me. But as I scroll down and I see more about it, you have all these different sections that help make it more tailored. And then I think that increases the chance that I'm going to want to share it, because, you know, the more that it feels like, yeah, this totally gets me, the more likely I am to want to share that out and, you know, tell other people about it.
Thank you for pointing that out. That's actually a piece of this puzzle that I had forgotten about, which is the results page, and really being able to customize that and create a result that is very thorough and really does speak to what someone might be struggling with in relation to what you do. And the results pages on, I have two quizzes that I have through Interact, and both of the results for the quizzes, I actually had to create in two phases. So the first phase, I just focused on writing like a paragraph that was the result. And as soon as I got that quiz out, that was good. And I let it sit for a couple of months. And then when I had more time, I went back and wrote really thorough result pages and actually went way more in depth. And what I love about Interact is this feature where you can actually redirect people so that the results actually land on your own domain. And it doesn't just take them to somewhere else. So people can actually take the quiz on their own or on your site, and they can stay on your site, which is such a cool feature.
Yeah, that's become so much more popular. I'd say you're probably ahead of the game 5 years ago, and now that's like pretty standard, because for everything across the board, like, you can customize those pages. It looks like your site. You have your header at the top. You can do all your tracking stuff. It's like, it's totally way better to do it that way. And I like your process too, because that's what we totally recommend, like the iterative process. Like, treat your quiz like it's a product. And a product, you know, it's not polished at the end. Well, if you try to make it polished at the end, you'll definitely fail if you're doing product. And the quiz is the same. Like, you'll definitely fail if you try to have it be perfect before you launch it, because odds are you're not going to catch everything that people want out of your quiz. And if you've already spent 30 hours writing it and you're super overwhelmed and tired, and you finally launch it and then it flops, like, that's really defeating. But if you spend, you know, a couple hours, you know, modifying the AI generated quiz now and like kind of tailoring it up to what you want and put it out, then you kind of see what people resonate with, what they don't resonate with. You get the feedback, then you go back and do those iterations. That's totally the way to do it.
So what would you say has been the most effective way to segment your audience after somebody takes a quiz on your website? How would they segment their audience based on the results?
Totally. Yeah. So going in kind of the results theory is like, so you have that question. That's the concept of your quiz, the question that's on your customer's mind. There are answers to that question, and those answers to the question depend on what type of customer this is. Like, not all your customers are the same. You know, maybe you have like some really type A customers and you have some more that are more like laissez-faire, and you know, you have different approaches for each of them, because the program for somebody that is really on top of everything is not going to be the same program for the person who's more creative and whimsical. And so you figure out what those categories are. And again, like, the AI will do it for you based on, like, it just understands who is coming to your site, and then it'll do that. But the way to do it, like, manually in your mind is, like, again, to like kind of sit and think about it, of like, okay, who do I actually work with? And just rank it, you know, your top four, your top five types of customers. And those become the endings of the quiz, like the results of the quiz. And usually what ends up happening is, like, you already have a solution for them, whether it's like a coaching program or a course or a product or an offer. Like, you probably already have these solutions. It's just a matter of like organizing it all.
Yeah. And I love that when you know what type of category someone falls into, you can really speak directly to that type of person. So the language that I might use for an email sequence for the master is going to be different than language that I might use for the creative. And if I know who or what bucket you might fall under, then I can really speak to exactly what you might be struggling with and help you in a new or unique way. So yeah, I love, and you know what? What a cool way to be able to actually segment your audience via email is actually through a quiz. Like, just do a lot of that hard work, that heavy lifting. Like, the quiz does it for you without you having to do that.
Yeah. And that is super powerful. I mean, there's all these changes coming to email now that are like kind of cracking down on bulk email sending and making it harder and harder, which, again, kind of going back to like the mid 90s when the internet was started, that was supposed to be there and it kind of got lost. And now we're kind of circling back around 30 years later. And a lot of those restrictions and rules are being put into place now. And so if you're just getting a bunch of people on a PDF, they forgot that they even opted into your list, you email them, they unsubscribe immediately, that's going to start hurting a lot more. Whereas if you are able to reference their quiz result in every email that you send out for the first 9 weeks, then they remember, because people remember those quiz results. It is absolutely nuts. Like, I'm sure you've seen this, but like, gosh, people remember those quiz results. Like, I've talked to people that took a random quiz that an Interact customer did 10 years ago, and they can tell me exactly what it was and what it was about.
Yes.
That's crazy.
That is so powerful. I just love that example of actually those first 9 emails mentioning their result in email. That is a great tip. Definitely something I want to incorporate. Wow. So the other question that I have is, after those like first few email sequences have gone out, let's just say like the 9 emails went out, what would you recommend for the next step in that customer journey? Or how should we be talking to our potential customers after that point?
Yeah, I think it depends on kind of the resourcing that you have and the way that you want to approach things. I've seen some people continue on and have like a fully segmented list just in perpetuity. And then they send different emails to different interest groups within their list. That's a great way to do it. If that's too much like content to be creating, you can always merge them back into one list. Yeah. And as long as everything that you're saying really has a voice to it, like it has your brand voice on it, then it's not an abrupt shift, especially because they've had that intro period of, you know, the first 9, 10, whatever emails that really reference their quiz result. Then you can kind of go back into the more broad stuff, like the generic email newsletter that you might send out, and continue that relationship. I highly recommend continuing the relationship, because this is what we see on our list. So, you know, we eat our own dog food, so we have, you know, email is huge for us. And, you know, every time we send out an email newsletter, we see a bump in people coming through and using quizzes, because that's just what email's for.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people who I think listen to this podcast are really hyper focused on social media and content creation as a way to build a business or build a following in a community, which social media is, it's an amazing tool and it's fun, but I think people sorely underestimate the power of email. And I want to reiterate here too, 80% of the reason people are in our courses and go through PBA or, you know, work with me one-on-one, all of those people have come through email. And email is such a great way to bring it home. So if you're already doing something great on social media, then email is like what really seals the deal, I think, in the end. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, and I'll give a foreboding tale as well. So we started this company back in 2013. At that point, Google search was a pretty ripe market. Like, you could get traffic from Google search if you just created good content consistently. Kind of similar, honestly, to how social is now. Like, yeah, if you're creating good content on Instagram now, you will get people coming and checking out your stuff.
100%.
Now, what happened with Google is that 80% of Google searches go to a Google property now, not a website. And when we started, that was like 15-20%. And that will happen with social media. So if you're building your entire business on social media, your business will go away when that happens. They're going to start incorporating AI into it. They're going to start, you know, favoring their own content because they're able to monetize it better than sending people to you. And if you do not build up your own relationships and your own audience off of that platform, your business will go away. Mm. And that's what really allowed us to continue, is that we had been building relationships. We had a lot of relationships that started on email, moved over to like actual in-person conversations, podcasts, you know, co-hosting things, co-marketing, all those opportunities, but it all started with an email exchange. And so if you're not doing that and your business is totally reliant on any platform, doesn't matter. And it's no fault of their own. Those businesses are, they're capitalist businesses. Like, their responsibility is to make more money over time, which means removing your organic reach over time. Yep. And if that's the only way that you're getting customers and you don't have it going off, which starts with email and then moves over into like actual relationships, then your business will go away when that happens.
100%. So important. So how important would you say having a website is?
I think that that question is an interesting one because there's new tools now, right, that you can use to do a link in bio that's it's basically a lightweight website. I think the importance of a website has decreased, but the importance of an email list has stayed the same or increased. Having some sort of presence that you can send people to that you own that doesn't change. It could be your social profile because like they're not going to take that away. Even if they start to take your reach away, you can always send people there. But a website is a nice way of like simplifying your message and just saying like exactly what you do. So if you prefer to just do that on like a link in bio tool and that's good enough for your use case, I think that's fine. I think having a website also works. It just kind of depends on your needs, but definitely you have to pass people through whatever that web presence is to an email list that you own and you own those contacts. Because if you don't, and the only way you can reach your audience is through a social channel or through a blog channel, that will get taken away.
Yeah. And I think for people who really want a place where they can have everything in one, streamline their message, a chance to really create and show their visual identity, have be in control of their own narrative, I think a website allows you to do all of those things. And it's a great, it lends itself to being able to build an email list. So I think that social media, exactly like you just said, Josh, I mean, such a powerful tool, but don't rely on it 100% and really try to focus on building an email list. And what better way to do that than with a quiz?
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you want to own your brand, own your message, have like a consistent presence, because if you think about a social profile, like your latest post is not representative of like the entirety of what you do, right. But a website can be. And so if people are interested to learn more about you, I think it is really helpful to have like a repository of like, here's everything, here's the about me, here's the courses, here's the products. I mean, your website's a great example of this. Like you have everything laid out really nicely. If somebody's curious to see like, what's the whole spectrum of what you do, it's easy to find.
Totally. And if someone were listening to this and gonna go sit down and start creating their quiz 20 minutes after they watch it, what is the one thing that you would tell them to keep in mind as they get started?
That's a good question. I think the one thing to keep in mind as you get started with any marketing initiative, and a quiz is right up there, maybe more so because it can be a confusing prospect to get into. Don't overthink it. Like, give yourself an amount of time that you're going to pontificate on it and then launch it. And then go back through and do your iterative process, because like I said, you can pontificate for 7 or 8 years, but like a warning tale, like I've seen businesses that launched a quiz 8 years ago and ones that didn't, or it doesn't have to be a quiz. It can be like anything that's really effective at building the email list. The ones that built their email list 8 years ago, they've got book deals now, their businesses have scaled, they've hired people, they've reached their goals. The ones that didn't do that and they were like, oh, I'll get to it later, I'm too busy with clients, they're exactly where they were 8 years ago, and more likely they're just not doing it anymore because they got tired and they burnt out and they're like, why can't I scale? And it's like, well, you didn't launch the thing. You didn't start building that email list. You didn't start building an asset that you own. You relied on these other platforms. You told yourself you're too busy doing coaching or service work or whatever it is, and you got stuck and you never made that next level.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great advice. And I would echo that. Get started, get your hands dirty. The only way to know if it works is to test it. So trust yourself. You know what that one question is, and come back to it over and over again to create your quiz. Thanks, yep. Josh.
Yeah, of course.